840 CFCW Gardening with Sharon. Sharon, I'm a little bit excited. We're just 18 days away from spring.
Doesn't that just make you want to jump up and dance?
And it does too, because you're saying we got to start planning.
Exactly. And I have a blog on my website. The featured blog is 4 simple steps to garden planning. Garden planning is like having a roadmap. If you have a plan, you save time, money, and you decrease stress. So I want to talk about 4 simple steps to get yourself organized. Number 1 is narrow down your why. What do you want the most from your garden? Are you looking for food, flowers, foliage, fragrance? What are you looking for? Figure that out. Number 2 is then you need to study your garden space. You need to know what your dimensions are. You need to know the sun exposure, the wind patterns, how the water flows through your garden, soil type, and what kind of animals pass through your garden. So just get to know your garden. And once you know that, then dream and design and draw. Draw it out on a grid, draw it out on your computer, whatever. Draw it out and start with the permanent things first, like sidewalks, buildings, fences. You know those things are there. And then start to draw in your flower beds and the things that are a little more negotiable and a little more soft. And then number 4, then you figure out the details. Then you figure out which are the right plants for your garden, because not all plants like to grow in the shade, and not all plants like to grow in the sun. So then figure out the trees, the shrubs, the perennials, the annuals, where you want to put lawn, if you want lawn. So that's the 4 steps.
Okay. It's a lot of information, but you can help them out. How?
I have a blog on my website at Gardening with Sharon, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same thing, Gardening with Sharon. Come and join the crowd.